Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa is here, too. Catherine is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top branding experts in our Brain Trust, heck, probably in the country, maybe the world, or even beyond. Who knows? Hey. She's a multi-decade veteran of the branding and advertising world, having spent many days and logged many hours in the Madison Avenue world, started when she was only in elementary school. Right. She's the author of a number of books on branding, including the second edition of this one I'm holding in my hand, You Are a Brand. Catherine Caputa, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the second edition.
Thanks.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, the whole virtual world really blew up in the last 5 years. So I really had to write some new chapters on how to brand yourself online and through social media and all of that world.
You know, I have a graphic that's going to be in my next book that's coming out, where I chronicle how things have happened since 1995 and where they're going to go for the next 10 years. And I actually have I changed the vector of that timeline, and I mark it at 2008.
Okay, good.
I increased the velocity of that vector because of what you just said.
Right, right.
I felt that I couldn't just have a natural progression. You know, everything started going real fast in 1995 when the internet became commercial anyway. But I felt like that in 2000, around 2008, that the velocity of that change started increasing significantly.
Right, because of social media, you know, it just went exponentially increased.
Right.
And, you know, when I first wrote You Are a Brand, it was in 2006. So, of course, I talked about the internet and your website and your blog.
We didn't know about Twitter in those days, did we?
Exactly. Now it's Twitter and Facebook and a million other things. So
folks, check that out. It's the second edition. Catherine, thank you again for hanging out with us. I love talking about brands. I was telling the audience before you got here, you know, I was talking a little bit about what a brand is. And I said, you know, a brand is not a logo. It's not a name. It's what's behind all that. Right?
Right.
It could be a person. It could be, you know, your grandmother was a brand, and you remember her sweet face, but maybe, but you know, when I think about mine, my grandmother's long gone. So, but still, I remember her sweet face, but I also remember what she stood for, and that was that was her brand. She never knew that, obviously. She was born in, but still, that's what's behind that, isn't it?
Right. No, it's what's behind that. You really want to, you know, I often say, you know, one of the ways I talk about branding is attaching an idea to a product, an idea to a company. It's attaching an idea to yourself. And you want to attach an idea that's authentic, but that's also different and relevant. And, you know, hey, who's better at that than politicians?
That's exactly right. And so based on, now, of course, you and I are the only people who have talked about the first debate between Obama and Romney, right? I mean, we're breaking new ground. Nobody said anything about that so far, right? But how would you
transform the race, that debate? So it's amazing.
Unlike any other thing, any other debate in history, I believe.
Right.
In a way, one political operative said that the bounce that Romney got off of that debate, that bounce got a bounce.
And, well, I think it's true, you know, because I think you could argue that no one ever performed as badly in a debate, a presidential debate, as President Obama did.
Well,
so that was a tremendously
awful
performance.
But based on what people stand for,
right?
As I watched that debate, and I did because I don't have a life. I was struck by two things. Well, actually, maybe three things. Does he feel bad? Is he not well? Number one, Obama. I'm talking about. Number two, he's just not as good a debater as everybody thought he was.
Right.
And number three, maybe he just can't defend his record.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, that's one, you have to, and folks, I'm not being political, you have to come to those conclusions. And isn't that the kind of thing when you're evaluating a company,
right,
a business, okay, did they have a bad day? Was it one employee who messed up? Or is this the culture of that company?
Right, right. And I think people connect the two things. And I think people connect the two things with, you know, Obama, because I think that, you know, when he ran in 2008, he really had the branding down perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
His whole brand was built on the idea of change, and change you can believe in. And people weren't happy with the old establishment,
right,
and the
right.
way things had been going. So change was like a really good idea, and he was a very good speaker. We talked earlier about the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
He, more than any presidential candidate, had a grassroots campaign with the Internet.
He probably still does, yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. But now, what does he stand for? You know, he didn't, you know, usually a president running has an advantage because it's a well-known brand,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you don't have to change, you know, horses midstream. But he really, you know, most presidents would stand on their track record, but he doesn't really have as good a track record.
Well, at least whether you and I agree with his track record or not, he chose basically not to defend it.
He did, right. No, and I think what we're talking about, it isn't about politics. It isn't about whether,
yeah.
you know, I'm a Democrat or Republican. It's just looking at the two and looking at the branding. And, you know, each candidate is trying to brand himself, and they're also trying to brand the other person.
Well, here's another thing that happened. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, one of the things that had happened was over the last 4 or 5 months, the Obama administration had spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to define Romney's brand. You and I have talked about this before. Everybody
right.
has a brand definition.
Right.
The question is
right.
whether you define it or whether your competition defines it. And up until that night, Romney's brand had been identified and defined by Obama, hadn't it?
Right, and he did a good job of defining it because he was ahead in the polls.
Right.
And I
right.
think that, you know, but one of the things that hurt Romney was that 47% tape.
Right.
And it hurt his perceptions, but, you know, Obama never brought it up at the debate.
Didn't bring
and
it up.
Secondly, when you saw Obama and listened to his message, he said, I'm for the 100%, you know, and
yeah.
I am for the middle class. So he took charge of what his brand was going to stand for.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about how you and I, what you and I can learn, what we
right.
can all learn from this debate, folks, and this, the whole brand definition, who's doing it, and how you and I can make sure that this, the kind of night that President Obama had that night, doesn't happen to us any night, any day, or over any year. We can avoid that, folks. But you got to stand for something. 20 after, right back with Catherine Computer. Her book is called You Are a Brand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.